Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Commander, if I'm not mistaken, you can't get enough cowbell.
I can't. We played this song yesterday, which is funny you're saying that now. Because in the newsroom prior to the start of the show just now, I said, hey, are we doing an old cowbell day? Because if you're listening yesterday, you would have heard that request on my part. And you just looked me straight in the eye. You said, we are not doing that today.
Well, actually, we are.
Yes. Oh, okay, whoa.
I thought this was a BYOCB.
Bring your own cowbell?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That was not. Don't encourage that.
Bring your own.
Dan, the way that you sip coffee after you think you've made a point is rather entertaining.
It's smug coffee sipping?
Yes.
It's not the sip, it's the...
He goes like this, he goes, well, if you were listening yesterday...
Some good coffee there.
Is it?
Robust.
Is it robust?
Dark.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what I can do. I don't know how many songs have way too much cowbell.
I've got lots of ideas.
So
for
the 2 o'clock, obviously, with Blue Oyster Cult. We have Mountain with Mississippi Queen coming your way at 5 o'clock.
Don't spoil it for everyone.
That starts with cowbell.
Okay. You know what I mean?
It does.
I had to remind you of that too, Mr. Music Trivia Guy. You're like, does it have cowbell? And I go, that's the opening note to the song is cowbell. Before a single chord is strung.
Did you come on my show to front me?
No.
It's like me getting in your airplane and telling you how to fly.
He's very frosty the past couple of days.
Have you
challenging you on irrelevant 80s hair metal rock.
That was going to be a great track. Guys, what's the deal?
Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell. So... let's take it again. And Gene.
Yeah.
Really explore the studio space this time.
You got it, Bruce.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Explore the space.
Okay.
I like what I'm hearing. Roll it.
No, don't stop it.
Best skit of all time.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Knocking the guitars out of the way.
Horribly offbeat. By the way, look who's on drums. It's Jimmy Fallon.
I'm sorry, could you come back in there, please?
Who cannot keep it together.
No. We just
wasted
two
tracks.
Or Horatio Sanz. They always broke. Always.
So Jimmy Fallon is on drums. He cannot keep it together. He is losing it. By the way, the producer...
Bruce Dickinson.
Yeah, do you know who that is?
Bruce Dickinson.
Who's Bruce Dickinson?
Famous producer.
Lead singer of Iron Maiden.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't act like you know.
Well, I knew that.
Bruce Dickinson is the lead singer of Iron Maiden. That's his... Okay.
You're ruining it for everyone, Gene. I'd be doing me and this band a disservice if I didn't play the hell out of this thing.
One of the greatest skits of all time.
It might be... Other than Zentrex, it might be the greatest Saturday Night Live skit of all time.
Well, it was very unique and different, that's for sure, which helps.
You got to put Oops, I Crapped My Pants in there somewhere.
That's good. But I wouldn't put it above... Colon Blow was good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Zentrex is the greatest Saturday Night Live skit of all time. When I walk down the street wearing gray sweatpants, people cross the street.
Mom Jeans was pretty good.
Mom Jeans is good. And then, of course, we're forgetting the stuff from the... like Patrick Swayze and Chris Farley doing mm-hmm. Chippendales.
There's been a lot of good stuff through the years.
Buckwheat with Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Murphy, Esquire James Brown. With the 50 best SNL skits of all time ranks.
We well, now wait.
It's
hang
not
on
a show here without a list.
Before you say, that's right. We do a lot of lists. they're going to go 70s because everybody thinks the 70s SNL was the greatest SNL. I totally disagree.
What?
I totally disagree. I think the 80s SNL was the best.
Okay.
Really?
With Eddie Murphy?
Well, Eddie Murphy was great.
He came and went pretty quickly.
He did.
He was
didn't stay long. I think Farley showed up in the late 80s, early 90s.
Uh-huh.
He was my favorite of all time.
The early, mid-80s, you had, what was it, Joe Piscopo and
guys. Quick. Yeah. We're forgetting some major ones. Folks. You got Blank in a Box.
Oh, yeah.
Blank in a Box is pretty good.
That was all the Lonely Island, Andy Samberg stuff. Lazy Sunday was another good one. The Chronic, what?
Andy Samberg is a genius.
But they rank more cowbell at third.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about...
What is number two?
Scrolling back down, sorry. It's one of those where there's a paragraph for every single one.
I like
one.
The Dana Carvey days, you know, chopping broccoli. Okay. I like the obscure stuff.
I think I can get away with saying this on the air.
Let's not do that.
Sweaty certain things?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't say that?
Yeah, the NPR radio.
You could probably get away with that one.
Yeah.
Van Down by the River was number two.
Okay, that's a good one.
Of course.
And then the Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer was number one.
Oh, that is so good, where he's a trial lawyer, and he's mm-hmm. like,
I don't even remember that one.
That was what's his name?
Phil Hartman. Oh, so good.
It was unique, but...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But, you know.
These aren't entirely 70s. I mean, word association dates back pretty far. But then you go Celebrity Jeopardy gets fifth.
Oh, with Sean Connery?
Wayne's World gets sixth.
Oh, Wayne's World.
I mean, the 70s SNL, if we're going down this path, the 70s SNL was unique. It was different. It was edgy. It was very urban and street and counterculture.
Chevy Chase as Gerald Ford falling down the steps of Air Force One.
It was a different era. And so, you know, what they did spawned the rest of it. So, you know, they are the among the pantheon of comedic gods on high. Than everybody else.
Do you remember, I think it was 70s where they did the skit on, you know, the word sandwich comes from Lord Sandwich of, you remember this one?
No, but it's already funny.
They're all like an old Victorian setting at a ball, and the guy announces every couple that comes in. He goes, may I introduce Lord and Lady Sandwich?
And they come in, and then it just gets more ridiculous. You know, Lord and Lady Douchebag.
Oh, my God.
Number seven was Sarah.
Can I say that,
Palin,
by the way?
And yeah. Hillary address the nation. I did kind of reach for the dump button there.
You can say DB on the air.
Eight was D in a box.
Yeah.
Nine was Cobras and Panthers. And mm-mm. 10 was Weekend Update with Rosanna Dana on smoking.
Was that the one with where it's like a West Side Story sort of thing?
Yeah, Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald's like, wait, what's that? You just got up and started singing and dancing.
Uh-huh.
One of the best ones.
That's a good one.
Word Association.
I'm not familiar with that one.
That one's with Richard Pryor and Chevy Chase.
Came in at number four.
Where they kept saying certain words to do word association, and then it went off the rails.
Like this show?
Yeah, but I mean, it was, whoa, 1975.
Do you think old Saturday Night Live 1970s era could be aired today?
You could not do this nowadays.
You can't even air episodes of The Office today now.
You couldn't air episodes of All in the Family.
Oh, yeah, Dan, I am not playing word association.
No.
Not in 2025.
No, you just can't.
You just take a listen to it?
I just listen to it.
You've got to do it on your own time to see how the word association plays out and how it ratchets up and ratchets up.
Yeah, but then you have to go flog yourself because you're an awful person because you thought it was funny.
But seriously, I mean, when you talk about shows that aired back when we were younger that could not be on the air today, mm-hmm. keep in mind the Jeffersons was an offshoot of All in the Family.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll recall in one of the early episodes, Archie Bunker goes over to the Jeffersons' apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Jefferson offers to buy him a drink at the bar or whatever, and he goes, well, that's awfully white of you. I mean, you could never play that today on TV.
And there are certain reasons, but back then, of course, it was very edgy and very funny and very of the times because we were just coming out of the civil rights era and all of the stuff that was going on at that time. It made sense to an audience at that time. Nowadays, I think a lot of people in the audience don't understand.
I don't think they would laugh.
Yeah, but would they not laugh because they're afraid to be judged for laughing, or would they not laugh because they legit think it's not funny?
They may not find the humor because they don't understand why it was delivered to begin with.
Well, but most of comedy is not laughing necessarily because you think it's funny. It's laughing out of astonishment that somebody just said that.
Fair point. Great point, Sam.
Like I just said a second ago, there's episodes of The Office where, you know, the Michael Scott character says some outrageous things that even
today.
Diversity
Day?
Yeah, it's exactly what I was thinking of. I still could watch that. I'll laugh hysterically, and unfortunately, you will never see that rerun on TV now.
But there's so much of this humor that a lot of people don't understand that humor and what the point of it is and what the story, in a sense, is behind what's being
said. Well, it's designed
the context.
It's designed to shock you in a way that, to Sam's point, it's not that what they said necessarily was that funny. It's you can't believe somebody just said that.
I love that.
That's what makes it funny. It's the absurd, the absurdity of the absurd. And that's half of comedy. You know, I mean, go to, you know, take Jim Gaffigan out or what's the one guy that is really clean as well?
Nate Bargatze,
yeah. Thank you. You take those guys out, you throw some of the more crude comics in the mix.
Edgy.
And you're like, and I love clean comedy. I think Gaffigan and Bargatze, mm-hmm. I think they're brilliant. I think it's harder to do clean comedy than it is to do dirty comedy. But when you're dealing with one of these, you know, more profane comics, when they say something, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they just said that. And therein lies part of the humor.
But now we live in, you know, cancel culture on steroids, where that clip goes viral on the internet, and you should never be doing comedy again. It's like, that's actually kind of the whole point.
913-586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed filling in today for Dana Wright. Jake Jeffries from the Johnny Dare Morning Show joins us tomorrow afternoon. Jake the Phone Snake. Can't wait to do radio with him again. Sam Stevie III, Dan Weinbaum, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.